Well, Lane abandoned us to go watch fucking Avengers again.
He's already seen it 3 times now.
The movie has not been out for 24 hours! How is that possible?
It is possible. Physically possible.
It's the power of the time stone.
Well, then he saw it last night, and then he saw it twice again today. He said he went to work, but I highly doubt that.
I don't know. Anyways, welcome to Extra Cast Ranger. I'm going to play the thing.
Cast Ranger.
That's so cool.
Cast Ranger. Oops.
Buttons are fun to push.
All right, that's it. I got to spoil Infinity War. And then...
Can't fucking believe you do that. Days, edit in bleeps over what he just said so no one gets spoiled. Can't fucking believe you.
Hey. We all saw it coming.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on to actual news.
Oh, what's the first thing on the... Wait, is it spoilers?
Well, not entirely, but a little bit.
Yeah, fuck it. We're in Endgame. I don't care anymore.
Yay. So first up, we have just in time for him to appear in this weekend's airing the episode. I cannot words, as usual.
Aircast Avengers.
There you go. There's the links, chat. All right, first we have scans of Kamen Rider Evol, who is debuting in this weekend's episode. He looks real good.
He looks awful.
He looks a little complicated, but I like it.
So it's clear he's got like red and blue going on, which is obviously Earth versus Mars.
There's too much going on.
He's very ornate. He's very clearly based on like astronomy and a planetarium and that kind of thing.
He looks like when they redid Tomorrowland in order to make it look more steampunky. He looks like when they did that gold color scheme over Tomorrowland.
I don't like the horns on the side.
Except those aren't horns, those are snake tails. If you look at his face, those are the heads of cobras, and those are the tails jutting out. That's why I think this works.
I don't...
Some people... here's the thing, like...
Maybe they were facing, like, backwards, it would work, but they're pointing out sideways.
Because it's the same tail that was on Bloodstark. It's just, like, now there's two of them. I think it's a pretty good evolution.
So he's like he's a Hydra then.
Sure.
Take down one head to take its place.
But yeah.
Hey, glider.
Like, when we first talked about this suit when it was revealed in the scan a couple months ago, I like realized that right away, but I was talking to people and some other people didn't notice it right away. I don't think I even mentioned it because it seemed so obvious to me, but yeah, the way his helmet looks is because those are two snake heads, just like how Build has the heads on his helmet.
This is sort of weird, but am I the only one who thinks it looks sort of similar to that fake design of Build that came out when the show was starting?
A little bit.
Yeah, especially the chest part.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
I don't think that was intentional or anything, I just...
And then we can also see in this first image the Evol driver in the corner with the Cobra Evol bottle and Rider Evol bottle. I am looking forward to hearing the sounds that come out of this toy very much.
Yeah, it's just a repainted Build driver.
It's probably going to have a different voice, though. And I swear to God, if it pulls the same shit as the Build driver and just has a generic-ass trial form music for every non-best match, lost sale.
Yeah, it probably will.
Probably.
Someone needs to Photoshop Lost into his eyeball. And see if anyone... What am I saying? I'm
what?
Lost?
Like the control delete meme?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that meme!
I'm sorry.
Wait, which meme?
I'm not even gonna give it the dignity of talking about it. I enjoy control delete, and it disgusts me to see people make fun of it. Anyways.
No, I actually don't like the fact they're making fun of the subject of that strip either, but the actual format of the meme has evolved beyond it to a sort of hide things and see if anyone notices, which I think is pretty funny.
What is this now?
So moving down this list of scans, we see Evol's rabbit and dragon forms, where he has clearly created these to poke fun and psychologically fuck with Sento and Banjo.
Wait, so they're not new forms for... Build and...
No, they're Evol's forms.
What's wrong with... What? Is that bad?
They look better than his main form. They're not as clunky.
And yeah, when he's in the rabbit form, he gets the drill crusher, and when he's in dragon form, he gets the beat closer.
I'm glad to see more of the beat closer. I really like that one.
I hope the Evolve Driver comes with these two bottles, because they'll probably
be a set.
Yeah. And you know that they're just going to have the exact same, like, bit code as the actual rabbit and dragon bottles, just like the dragon splash jelly and the dragon magma bottles, so yeah. It'll just all do the generic same sounds in whatever you've got it in.
Because we don't plan ahead for these toys.
Yeah. And then, moving down, we also have scans of Kamen Rider Mad Rogue.
By cool. Kamen Rider Saga?
That's what a lot of people are saying. He looks kind of like Saga. So this is clearly based on Night Rogue. We got a very interesting bat-style helmet here.
So it's a new form for Gentoku then?
The fandom has been pretty divided, whether it's going to be Gentoku or Nariaki. But because Gentoku is sort of going through his redemption arc thing, and because Mad Rogue is using an Evol driver, with, by the way, a purified bat and engine bottle, it's leaning more towards the other half of the argument that it's going to be Utsumi who uses this, which I kind of suspected from the beginning.
Who?
Nariaki, the glasses guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the guy that we fought was originally going to be Bloodstark.
Right. The guy who was Night Rogue once or twice, in fact, which is part of why this makes sense. The other reason people think it's him is because in this one shot over here...
Oh, he's doing the glasses push.
He's, like, doing a pose where it looks like he's pushing his glasses up. A lot of people countered that with the shot of Rogue from the Detail of Heroes where he's doing the exact same pose. But, like, fuck
face
you.
Off.
So, it's a very interesting... So he's got a really interesting design. It's very the chest piece is very clearly a modified version of Night Rogue. He's got these really nice white boots. If I can find a shot with them. Whatever, you'll see them. He has the Nebula Steam Gun and the Steam Blade. But none of the scans explicitly say who he is. So we don't have 100% confirmation yet, but it's probably Utsumi.
He looks like he has, like, level 1 at, like, game rider shoes.
Oh, actually, yeah.
I think they look more like Genmu zombie gamer shoes.
I only have one other question.
What are those? That wasn't funny in the movie, and it's not funny now.
Oh, apparently Lane's in the comments.
Yeah, Lane is listening on Discord because he's not feeling up to being on the show.
Well, no, he doesn't have privacy where he is.
How are you, Lane?
I hope you are feeling well.
Yes.
He's typing. He says good.
Oh.
Oh, he misses us.
Aw.
And you could be joining in this chat if you were live on Discord Friday nights at 9 or 10 o'clock. Eastern. Anyways, next.
No.
Next, we have scans from Lupin Ranger and Patrick Ranger showing the next Megazord formations that are happening.
So nothing story-wise?
No. Using the Trigger Machine's Crane and Drill, we get Pat Kaiser Strong. Let me just find the scan that shows that. There's a lot of scans.
Oh, I like the Crane one.
There it is.
That's nice.
There's Crane, there's Drill, and there's Pat Kaiser Strong.
It's a drill. No, it kind of looks like a Beat Busters.
Right? I understand.
Sword.
I like how they're colored similarly, because they're clearly designed to match with each other.
Maybe the drill is supposed to go inside the little hook. Yeah, it is. So basically, the drill sits in the middle of the Crane.
I don't know.
Yeah, see? Like, you see at the bottom, you see the drill part.
Where?
Like, in the middle, and then you see that one. Like, then you see the crane up there, and how it has the empty bed. In the middle.
I'm not seeing it, but I won't completely disagree with you.
It's like a Optimus Prime trailer thing, where he had a roller inside his trailer.
Yeah. And apparently Lupin Kaiser gets to use it as well, I believe. I'm not seeing the scan of it, but if I'm wrong, put it up there. And then there's also one image here that shows the Lupin collection items so far.
Which, all look at all those Sentai references.
Right? So that's neat. And also teased in the scan is Lupin X Patronex, which we'll be seeing more of shortly.
Oh, well, yeah, Six Ranger usually comes out in the summer.
And those really creepy placeholder
masks. I didn't even see those!
Wait, how did you not see those?
The fucking masks! I just want those to be the actual, like, not even just the Ranger face, just those as masks. The just great, for some fucking reason.
The Great Survivors.
It's the natives of this island.
Natives. Yeah, that, like, those are scary. Like, genuinely right? Scary.
Well. Alright, next. Speaking of things that people might find genuinely scary, not only do we have Genmu level 0 figure arts, not only do we have Genmu level billion figure arts, but now we're getting a motherfucking Dan Kuroto figure art!
This is so cool!
Motherfucker!
Well, they did, like, Takashi Hongo figure art and a Retsu figure art from Space Sheriff Gavan.
I'm never gonna get it. I'm never gonna get what I want! They're never gonna put out the laser!
Ichi, I've been waiting for the Go Ranger figure arts for so long.
Yeah, but that's Sentai!
They don't really do Sentai ones anymore, do
that,
they?
Yeah, that!
Deadpool, what do you think about this? Deadpool, why do you have a sword out? Why are you pointing it towards the screen? No, Deadpool!
Just throw?
No, don't throw Deadpool.
Don't throw Deadpool, this is a collector.
So, no other information about price or release date, but we can clearly see that it's happening.
Watch his career go downhill now. Like, watch him be typecasted.
Well, nothing will happen to Dan's career.
You know that he's going to buy his own figure art.
No, but you know, like, the actor himself is going to go nowhere now because he stuck being with Kamen Rider. He stuck being as Kamen Rider Genmu.
Is that bad?
That's a bad thing. You know how many Japanese actors have committed suicide because of typecasting? A lot.
Putting that aside, going forward. We have images of the upcoming renewal SH figure arts for Amazon. He's a jumpy boy.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Adorable, actually.
Not... So I guess we're just skipping over V3 and Rider-Man X.
I love this one shot of him holding up his belt buckle like he's riding a zip line.
Yeah, because he did that on the show.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know. I only watched 3 episodes.
You should watch more.
But I don't wanna.
It's only a 24-episode series.
You're only a 24-episode series.
You know what? Why don't we do that? Enter the Amazon Retro Edition, where we talk about Kamen Rider Amazon.
I'm gonna exit the Amazon if we do that.
I'm sorry.
How many people would want that? Enter the Amazon
Retro.
Where we talk about Kamen
Rider. Enter the old Amazon.
Yeah.
Enter the old Amazon.
Please.
We'll do it.
No! I don't wanna!
That's a quote-unquote third season. Oh, see? See, there's what? Yes!
Hey! I have a fucking idea! How about if we get 10 consistent followers on Patreon for the next couple months, then we'll do it. There's some fucking motivation.
Alright, there's some
motivation. We're gonna do it Linkara style, where the patrons get to
choose. You know what? Even if you pledge only $1, that is $10 to our Patreon.
That's a whole sprite sheet.
That is a whole new ear, like,
a
earbud
whole
piece.
New.
That's what I was thinking too.
We're doing it now. I kind of want to do it.
Spread the news. I'm leaving today.
I don't want to be a part of it. Enter the old.
But yeah, he does look cool. The original Amazon does.
So, this figure art stands 150mm tall, comes with Condorer parts, an extra buckle, an extra muffler, and interchangeable hands. 720 yen, base price, September release.
And you can still get the original Kamen Rider Amazon figure art with his jungler.
Amazon?
Amazon. On Amazon.com.
Next. A new Bandai listing has gone up for a new full bottle for Butobasol, which is one of the arcade games. And going based on the sticker, apparently it best matches with Ganba Rising, which is unsurprising.
Oh, that's
cool. Butobasol, Ganba Rising, best of match.
Right? Of course they're going to make the two arcade games best match. We also have a Nazca Butobasol medal.
Isn't he been dead for like a few years now?
Your point being?
Okay, moving on.
And another t-shirt for Butobasol.
You can't even see everyone.
I can't Butobasol see it!
Well, like, I get it. It's a giant, like...
sandwich.
Like, what?
What the hell?
They sandwiched all the Kamen Riders onto a shirt.
I'm sorry, have you ever seen that the Pokemon clip from the dub where a sandwich rolls down a hill and then Ash just leans over and says, it's a giant sandwich.
And they replace it with, like, the sandwich
was... It was originally
was
a rice ball, a rice which ball. Makes sense
it's for a hamburger.
It to, which makes sense for it to roll, but these then it's like a giant sub sandwich rolling down a hill.
These jelly donuts are my favorite. Nothing beats
pizza jelly-filled donut.
I'll turn this frying pan into a drying pan.
And that just doesn't help either that in the same season, Brock goes back to calling them rice balls.
I know, that's the thing that at least be consistent.
Inconsistency!
I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt with something that seemed completely random. I thought...
Ooh, look, there's a black version as well.
That's race.
And even black.
I mean, it's easier to see.
Yeah, it's easier to see the mural.
Yeah, so neat. Next. The theme song for the upcoming Q-Ranger versus Space Squad film has been revealed.
Oh, are we going to get the remaining Q-Tamas that haven't been revealed yet?
That picture!
Okay. Oh, what are you doing?
Okay, while that we're talking about this, put in the thumbnail from the YouTube video, because that's fucking hilarious.
Spot them.
So, the theme song is being performed by the Q-Ranger actors, along with Project R. And the song is called Mata Kimi ni Aitai, which means I want to meet you again.
From what I saw in the trailers, it looks like the Q-Rangers are just having a fucking civil war.
Right?
It really does, honestly.
But we can't do an Infinity War because they already defeated the most powerful person in space.
The Infinity
Q. Thanos.
The Infinity Q-Tamas.
The Infinity Q-Tamas.
They could just have him just fight Thanos. He's already in space, isn't he?
He can defeat... He can, the Q-Tamas can wipe out the universe with a single swipe. No, with a single Mon Slido.
So the full music video of this song will be included in the bonus DVD with the first press release copies of the movie. The bonus DVD will only be included to those who ordered their first press release via Amazon Japan.
Amazon Japan? That's where I had to buy my
that's where I live. Orb
Origin, the what? First final favorite. And where is it?
So the movie is going to release on Blu-ray and DVD August 8th.
August 8th.
Catch the fever.
Dragon fever. Jungle fever. Wait, no.
Ew.
Jungle fever is a completely different thing.
Too low. Lower.
Lower.
Next, speaking of insert songs, we have the third insert song for Kamen Rider Build announced.
Oh, who's singing it?
It is being performed by ATS Dash. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce that. Takehito Shimizu and Toru Watanabe helping Axel 21 perform the new insert song titled Evolution. It'll be appearing in episode 33, which means it's probably Evol's theme, which will be airing on April 29th. That's this weekend.
I'm sorry, but I have to mention this thing that is currently in the Discord chat. Come on, Slam! Amazon Japan!
Damn it, Blaze!
Woo! One whole month of Space Jam jokes.
Nailed it.
We did it. One whole month of
Space Metal April, more like Space April.
Spapril.
I got my Ultraman.
That's good.
Oh, I got my other Ultraman
news. It isn't good. I'm sorry. It's not.
So this is the third insert song that Builds ever had, because fucking insert songs are a dying breed. The first was Ready Go, also by Axel 21, and the second was Burning My Soul by J. Crown and Taku from One Finger. These names
so
just get
stupid. It's like the opposite of Finger 11. It's like too many fingers, there's just one finger.
These names just get stupider as we go.
It is the Finger 11. It's the one finger. The extra one, I'm sorry.
It's the prototype.
Why are band names so weird? shirt.
What are you guys? Who? No. Who are you guys? Who? What's the name of your band? Who?
Moving on.
It's The Who. That's why I think maybe that's why actually.
The Who. So after
either that, or they got it from Doctor Who.
So after Kamen Rider Duke returned to jail, more news has come up. Apparently, the prosecution has decided not to move forward with charging Tsunenori Aoki for his drunken, disorderly shenanigans last month.
Well, he seemed to have no idea what he was doing, to be honest.
Well, I mean, there's arguments for and against.
I remember that.
Now there's Cat in the Hat, so that gets
No, that's not the Cat in the Hat. That's a guy from...
Right.
I forget. I think One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish?
Anyway.
I could be wrong, but I think that's what he's from.
So they're not going forward with any, like...
They're not charging him, but he has already lost a lot of his career. I guess they figured, you know what? Damage is done.
You know what? You were drunk. You fucked up on your own end. We're not going to send you to prison.
Although the prosecutor did not give an explicit reason for why they made that judgment, but at least it's not as bad as it could have been.
No, it's like, what? Why didn't you do anything? I don't know what you're talking about. Pulls out his arm. You see a poster fall out of his pocket. It's a Kamen Rider Duke.
I thought you were going to lead in like, oh, no worries. Like, he brushes his coat. There's just a Genesis driver on his belt.
Oh, my God.
I will be the one that will survive the 1 billion. Or like
no, just like he's just a fan. Yeah, I don't
know. You need to remember that Ryoma and guy who plays Ryoma aren't the same person.
But I don't like to.
No,
it's like those hardcore.
Because Ryoma's awesome, and guy who plays him is okay.
it's like how...
sorry, that was mean. I didn't mean. Oh, sorry.
It's like how people at Con Bravo, when they see somebody, like, when they see one of the guests, they call them by their internet personality. It's like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Well, I still call you Ichi.
Fine. That's because it's his nickname.
Yeah.
Then, you know...
And I used to think Gar wasn't your real name.
Yeah. Totally.
Anyways.
Sorry, did I say something bad?
No, it's... Don't worry about it. We're pulling you back.
Isn't that right, Christopher?
Cringe. Identity exposed. Cringe.
Cringe-stifer.
Cringe.
Well, going from one Ryoma to another, Ryoma Baba, who was Blue Buster, has been suspended from his agency for 3 months.
For what?
For committing an act in opposition to the principles of our company.
What?
They didn't say what it was he did, and apparently it was not a criminal act, but they were contrary to the philosophy of the company.
Did he, like, tweet something sexist?
I don't know.
Wait a minute, hang on.
Did he moon somebody?
Wait, hang on, 3 months. We could get him to come to a Comic-Con over here.
But he was seen commented that he has betrayed the trust in the agency and has decided to stop his activities at the moment. Sincerely apologize to you all, as this is in conjunction with my 10th anniversary as an actor.
Fuck.
Hell of a way to celebrate a decade.
Yeah, other people are celebrating their 10-year anniversaries on YouTube, and everyone needs to quit because they're not making money.
Right.
Except, unless you're Linkara and you make over, like, $1,000 on Patreon alone.
Well, bloody fucking da!
We should be happy for him.
I am. We are.
Yeah, we are. I watched Linkara.
It's not that I'm not happy. It's more. It's just that I'm jealous.
But I guess that's fair too.
Yeah, well, look at all the.
But
hard
everyone
work
should
he
be
to
jealous
do.
Of Linkara, and if you're not jealous of Linkara, you're probably jealous of Linkara's wife.
Ponies.
We work hard to bring the funnies. We do what we can. I whore out Cast Ranger on the Facebook groups all the time. Why don't we have more listeners?
Because you're whoring it out. You can't just whore it out.
I don't actually. I only post it when it's relevant to a discussion at hand.
Sorry.
What's the next news article?
So, the Power Rangers RPG that I talked about a couple months ago is now officially released as Power Rangers All-Stars.
And it is not available in our country.
It is not?
It is not. I tried to download it.
Oh, okay. That's okay. We can just sideload it.
Yeah.
Like I already did months ago. So it is quote-unquote currently available for Android users, but iOS is still in maintenance. It can be downloaded via direct link on the Power Rangers All-Stars Facebook page.
Why is it called All-Stars?
Because you play as different teams.
So are you sure it's because Smash Mouth isn't a team? Can Smash Mouth be a Power Rangers team?
No, but including
Smash Sentai Mouth Ranger.
God damn it.
So, Mouth Ranger's the worst.
Confirmed teams in this game so far are Wild Force, SPD, ooh, Mystic Force, ooh, Overdrive, ooh, Mega Force, Super, ooh, Mega Force, and Dino Charge. Ooh. Complete missions, obtain powerful items, and use crystals to summon new rangers to join a team you can mix and match. I have played a little bit of it. It's kind of fun. Anyone who's played Kamen Rider Storm Heroes or Transcend Heroes, whatever the hell they changed it to, it's kind of similar gameplay to that.
So. Oh, was that the game that we all used to play?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that.
Groovy.
Next. The age of giant battling robots is pretty well upon us because there has been a Japanese engineer that has produced an actual life-sized vehicle that can not only move but transform into a robot.
Okay, that's awesome.
Did he make it for his son and his son was like, I don't give a shit?
What?
I don't know.
Why?
Basically, that was what happened when this, I think, grandfather made like a life-size like model of a Gundam and for his grandkid, and his grandkid didn't give like two fucks about it.
So this is the J Date Ride. In robot form, it stands about 3.7 meters tall, takes about a minute to transform into a car that can actually seat several people and drive around, and the mech moves about 100 meters per hour. So we're going to watch a video of it transforming.
I really want to see this.
Transform!
That's not the one. Find the one of it transforming. All right, here's the one.
No, that's them getting into the car.
Yeah, and then it's going to transform. I watched it already.
Oh. Oh, so it doesn't squash you if you transform them during it.
Nope.
It looks like a GoBot.
I like the color scheme a lot. Oh, look at that light!
It's Soundwave. Soundwave Transformers animated.
Oh my gosh.
Now the guy's just waving. Hi. Okay, Bob, they see you.
Oh. GoBot Henke!
Oh, there we go.
He's just waving the whole time.
Yep. Okay, now the one thing they're going to have to improve is how fast it transforms.
Well, yeah, this is like the first, you know. Yeah. Oh, there's the arms coming out of where the doors are.
It's like the robot, like a few years back, they made, like, it could move around and such, but when it came to stairs, it fucked up.
So a Dalek?
I bet.
Daleks can hover.
Oh my god.
That is so cool!
My goodness, it actually has legs.
It looks right out of Mini Force.
It's a beautiful design. Like, I would like this as an actual toy.
I would like this as my actual car. Whoa. And here comes the head!
Woo! And I form the head.
Oh, there goes the hands?
Yep.
Oh my god.
And then the chest closes in.
Is it gonna walk, though? Oh, and the eyes light up!
Nice.
Alright, that's something that they need to learn. The head always has to come last.
Right?
Because, like...
Oh, that's so cool! Sorry, just better, wow.
It's better than the American versus Japanese robot fight.
Yeah. So this was...
That was so... This, right? 3 years of hype.
Wait, did that actually happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it finally did happen.
It was kind of anticlimactic.
It was very anticlimactic because, like, they just were, like, so slow.
Well, who won?
I think it was, like, Japan.
I don't even remember. You can look it up.
Oh, I'll look it up.
So, this one is being created by Brave Robotics, whose chief executive, Kenji Ishida, was interviewed and talked about his motivations, obviously stemming from childhood love of transforming heroes and robots. So, yeah, that's a cool thing that's happening.
Thank you for making that a reality. Sort of. Well, yes. No, not sort of. Thank you.
Robot Combat League. That was an actual show, though. It was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and George Lucas's daughter was on it.
And lastly, Cast Ranger is not actually sponsored, but I'd like to think we're kind of sponsored by Skip the Dishes, because I have a promotion code that has gone oddly viral! So I thought, why not bolster that even more? If you like food and like having it delivered right to your door, try Skip the Dishes. With my promotion code, you can get $7 off your first order if you sign up.
America versus Batman.
If you're listening to us, the link is skipthedishes.com/r/6... capital Y, lowercase a, uppercase J, lowercase C, 6-5, capital HK, lowercase G. I'll put that somewhere in the description. It's in the links for the people in the chat. Feed the cast rangers! Woo!
How about no? What, no?
You should eat, though.
Yeah.
You should eat.
Eat the news.
All the news that's fit to eat.
And we have digested it well. That's all the news for the week.
Come on, FaZeCore.
FaZeCore in our chat says we will only eat the watermelons we dunk. Well. All right, well, that's extra for this week. Thank you all, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for listening.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.